May we celebrate the birth of St. John the Baptist, and the only other person, shall we say, that we celebrate the birthday, the actual natural birthday, is that of our Lord. It was the only two saints that we celebrate their birthdays. The others, we almost always invariably celebrate their birth, but in the to eternity. We celebrate the day of their death, with a few exceptions, and maybe some particular event in their lives that we celebrate. But here we have one, St. John the Baptist, whose birth is also very, very important. And so we celebrate that with solemnity, actually. And that is, it is so significant because of the place he has in the economy of our salvation. That is, he is the end of the Old Testament and the New Testament, beginning of the New Testament. He's that transition. Because he is the voice of the one who prepares the way of the Lord. Or as it is predicted of him, the voice in the wilderness that prepares the way of the Lord. He is the precursor. And that mystery is brought out very much when Our Lady greets Elizabeth and St. John the Baptist in the womb of his mother leaps for joy at the arrival of our Lord and Savior himself in the womb of Our Lady. And thus Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit also, proclaims, "Who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" You see, it wasn't nobody, she didn't know until Our Lady arrived. She didn't know that Our Lady was carrying our Lord within her womb. It was revealed to her by the Holy Spirit at that moment because it was revealed to her Son in her womb. And so here we have that transition from the Old Testament to the New. The last prophet, as it were, of the Old Testament is also the first of the New, St. John the Baptist. And we see that compared here to, as you read the first reading. That's the first, wait a minute. In the first reading, that's actually from the prophet Isaiah, and it's a different prophecy. But if you read the office of readings, it's from Jeremiah, who was also sanctified in his mother's womb. As our Lord, as God proclaims to him, "From your womb I have known you. From your mother's womb I have known you." When he calls Jeremiah forth to be a prophet. But anyways, here we consecrate on St. John the Baptist. And the other thing we reflect on here is the importance here of the name. Because note, when all the relatives come after the birth of John the Baptist, now Zechariah and Elizabeth were an old couple. She was already barren, as we see when we see the annunciation of the birth of the Baptist. Annunciation of the Baptist. She's old. She's barren. Zechariah received that prophecy when the angel came to him. But in doubt, he doubted. How can I know this? How can this be? How can I know this? He took it with doubt. He didn't believe. And he was punished for it. He was left mute until this was fulfilled. And that's what we celebrate today, that very fulfillment. Our Lady, on the other hand, when the birth of the Lord was announced to her, believed. She accepted it with great faith. She did question, but she didn't question that it would be. She believed. It was only a question of how. How to fulfill God's will as a consecrated virgin and at the same time be mother. Again, something very, very unique. That's only Our Lady. Can that be predicated? Can that be said? Only Our Lady is both virgin and mother. But in any case, she questioned that. But it wasn't that she doubted. She never doubted for a moment. She believed, and out of that faith she accepted. There's the difference between the two. But now we come to the birth of the Baptist, and what happens? When this is fulfilled, now he is born, and the relatives all want to call him Zechariah after his father, which is very normal. But Elizabeth, the mother, saying, no, his name is John. And they all question her about that. So they leave it to the father to make the final decision, which he already knew well, because that too, the name was given at the Annunciation, when the angel told Zechariah. He gave him the name as well. And John writes, Zacharias writes on a tablet. He can't say it. He's mute. He writes it on the tablet. John is his name. And then, at that moment, Zechariah's tongue is loosed and he speaks. And the first words come out of his mouth are in praise of God. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel. You see? Now, of course, it's fulfilled. It's knowledge for him. Here it is. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel. He's wrought redemption to his people Israel. He has fulfilled the very promise he made. So now, Zechariah's faith is strengthened. To let us, our faith, be strengthened as well. All of these promises have been fulfilled. You see, God has provided our redemption. He has wrought salvation to all of us. Let us too accept with full faith and profess, give ourselves to him. We too will follow his will in everything, no matter how difficult it be. He has saved us. He will lead us and guide us if we too will place our faith in him. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel. Praised be Jesus and Mary.